Hi, Lars. It's Nadine. I had a missed call from you.
Oh, hey, yeah, yeah. No, I just had a quick question to see.
Yeah.
Do you guys prepare LLCs and stuff like that, too, or are you guys stay away from that?
No. I wish. That would have been a one-stop shop for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, we don't. But if that ever happens,
fine.
We'll let you know. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I figured I'd ask you because, so now you guys do all that marketing stuff and advertising,
yeah.
And that's part, big part of it, so.
Have you looked into it with, like, your, like, with the city where you're at?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually the same everywhere. It's just,
try
to do, like, the actual marketing and all the stuff they need for a length of duration of time.
Oh, before, okay, so they want, like, a certain time frame of you doing marketing before they go ahead and grant it?
Yeah, you need to do, like, a month of in the paper ads or Yelp ads or, you know, all that. Like weird stuff, just weird specific things.
Okay.
But I know they.
So with the LLC, you probably got to run like the not fictitious, but what do they call that? Where you got to run it in the paper for 30 days. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's like one other small BS thing you have to do too. And then, I mean, there's preparers around here and just like the basic hotline preparers where obviously it's a set price and I'll get it all done for you.
Yeah.
Which I'm probably just going to do, but I was going to call you guys first, obviously.
Yeah. No, I mean, darn, I wish we did, because it'd be, like I said, a one-stop shop for you. You wouldn't have to worry about it. Just have us take care of it. But, yeah, unfortunately, we don't.
Yeah, because I mean, I do have a DBA and stuff like that, but LLC is obviously way more, it's better in the long run.
I was going to say, even with taxes, right?
Oh, yeah, because it turns,
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, because obviously when you go with LLC, it turns into its own entity. So obviously the DBA, the business is under my Social Security. So right now, whatever the business accrues, you know, it's all taxed fully under my name.
Oh, because you're doing it as a sole proprietor, right?
Sole proprietor and, with the DBA, I guess, has to go underneath the owner's Social Security number. That's why it's kind of an aggressive way to start a business. That's why a lot of people do LLCs, because you can't get a tax. But, that's the main thing. It turns into its own person for the most part.
Yeah.
And I just, not say share or stockholder, I'll just be like a CEO of it.
Yeah, and then I think you even get, like, better exemptions, right? Or better, like, stuff that you can claim to kind of help.
You get bigger itemized deductions.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Okay. Well, good luck on all that. I'm sure it'll happen quickly.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you in a bit, okay? Don't forget, we'll send you a reminder for the client interview.
At 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you got it. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good rest of the day. Talk to you in a bit.
Yep.
Bye.